You're always glad to see some of your own kids go on to college. You've got Ms. Rodewald down at UNK. You got Leah down at UNO. You've had others. And good to see Marianne want to continue her career.
Absolutely. She's been really excited since she kind of set this up early in the season, so she knew she was going there. And so I think it was a little bit calming for her to know she'd already had that set up. But, we're going to miss Marianne. She's a great diver for us, really beautiful diver, lots of skill, and competed well. You know, she had a lot of first place, a lot of good results all through the season. So we're going to miss her.
Making it a state, that's always a goal. And by gosh, she got herself there.
Absolutely. Yep. It's always a big stage, and it's kind of a little hit and miss with how we compete down there sometimes. But, the goal is always to make it there and then see what happens. And she put herself in a position to be successful last 2 years. And it's been fun to watch her compete. And she's done well.
Now, I didn't ask her this, but when you go from high school to collegiate diving, no question, it gets a lot tougher, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll be tougher. You know, fewer divers, but the divers there are better divers. And she'll compete at the 1 meter and the 3 meter at college. And so she'll have to learn 3 meter. I know she's got some plans to do some work this summer with a diving camp that we went to a few years ago. And so she'll get some good 3 meter experience, which will be great for her coming into her freshman year of college to have that under her belt. So I think she'll do really well. Excited to see what she does in college and how she competes.
That's a big thing. A lot of your kids over the years is not just competing during the school. It's the summer months getting better at what they do.
Absolutely. For our kids, like Leah and Kylin and those girls who have gone on to swim in college. And I don't know that college coaches necessarily understand the difference in rural Nebraska swimming versus urban swimming. Most of your metro swimmers are swimming year round. They're doing club to high school, back to club. And they're a really polished product when they're leaving high school, for probably been swimming since they were little and year round. And so they don't tend to make the same sort of jumps that our kids do, where we're just swimming, maybe summer and maybe winter, and then they're doing other sports. And so they've got a lot more potential than a lot of these swimmers coming in. And so, like with Leah, we've seen at UNO, she's really developed into a really good swimmer. And same with Kylin at UNK. And so that's exciting to see. And you love to see the kids kind of getting closer to their potential. And I think that's true for Marianne. We'll see her develop quite a bit too.
Speaking of off-season, school's almost out. Or you got a lot of things with your program over the summer months now.
Yep, we met with the city yesterday to talk about summer swim. And so we'll be back at the outdoor pool. We're excited to have that new facility to work with. And have a great summer season. We've got a couple opportunities working with Truck out of UNK. He's going to do some high school swimming a little bit. And so we'll host a meet or two for him with our high school swimmers. And then we'll probably do plain tsunami as well and do for little kids. And so there's lots of swimming opportunities, and we're excited to have them.